Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and now an awesome supernatural story of punishment for violating Hashem's commandment, Hashem's word to the Ish Elokim, to Ido the Roeh, but at the same time, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing great Midah Keneged Midah respect for the same man who violated Hashem's word. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to what the Ish Elokim has done is very complex. And so we see negatives, but also positives for people to take a lesson from. Excuse me. Vayihi acharei achlo lechem, v'acharei shesoso. So emphasizing that he had done wrong, and it was after he, the Ish Elokim, had eaten bread and after he drank, two commandments that he had been commanded not to violate, but he had been led astray by the Navi Zakein, by Achavo Shloach Hamor, and so he saddled up the donkey, La Navi Asher Hashivo, for the Navi that had brought him back. So the donkey was saddled for the Navi Sheker, which is interesting, says Rashi. Because even a Nevi'e Habal, the Shekhinah is going to rest on them. So the donkey is saddled for the Navi Sheker because the Ish Elokim is going by foot. So he didn't have a donkey for to saddle. And yet, despite being on an animal as he rides away, he's at his own house at the moment, but he is going to get the opportunity to observe a great miracle. So Chav Dalet Vayelech. So the Ish Elokim went on his way to go back home to Yehuda as he was supposed to in the first place without delay. And a lion encountered him, found him on the road, and killed him. Vayimtsa'ehu is the same phrase used before for when the Navi Sheker, Vayimtsa'ehu Yoshev Tachasa'ela in Pasuk Yadalit. So that is a clear sign that this is supernatural, that the punishment is related to the crime of being found by the Navi Sheker, and of following what the Navi Sheker seduced him into violating Hashem's word. So Vayimtsa'ehu is a killing of him as a punishment. Vatihi nivlaso mushleches baderech. And so his corpse, his body, was cast down on the road, which is unusual, because ordinarily when a lion kills its prey, it drags the prey back to its lair and then eats it. But the lion did not devour the body. The lion allowed the body to be left where it lay. And v'hachamor omed etzla. The donkey, which was not originally Ido's donkey, but presumably was the Navi Hashekar's donkey that Ido had taken, the donkey stood by the body. Just stood right next to it. The Ha'aryeh omed etzel ha'nevela. And the lion stood next to the corpse, to the nevela. This is very odd. So there's a lion and a donkey, and ordinarily a donkey would be prey to a beast that lives carnivorously, and yet the donkey, rather than to wander off or go home to the Navi Sheker, is just standing there by the body. And the lion is just standing there by the donkey and the body without mutilating either one. This is a privilege. The donkey is there so that it will be able to carry the body back later when the body must be returned. But the donkey doesn't have hands to load the body on the donkey itself, so it just waits. It abides. That's why Etzla, next to it, the corpse, which is going to be his burden. And at the same time, the lion does no damage. There's a reward to the fact that the Ish Elokim served HaKadosh Baruch Hu faithfully. But the part of his prophecy that was violated, the eating, required a punishment as well. So again, it's complicated. And this is a marvel. As passersby note, Chafei Vihine Anoshim Ovrim, and behold, people were passing by, Vayiru es hanavela mushlachas baderach, and they saw the body just lying on the road, Veso Arye Omed Etzel hanavela, and the lion standing next to the corpse. And they went and they told the story. They spoke in the city where the Navi Sheker lived, saying, that's amazing. It's interesting they don't mention the donkey, they only mention the lion, because the lion, just resting peacefully next to a corpse, was such a marvel that they didn't even mention the donkey, the man Loe says. That a donkey would do things inexplicable is not such a big deal, but the Aryeh. And so the Navi Sheker is there, and this is a Hashgacha, because this is the only place where the story was being told, so the Navi Sheker would hear it, because he would have to come back and eventually handle the burial. Somebody has to bury the Ish Elohim. It's not going to be the donkey, it's certainly not going to be the lion. But it's an amazing thing, and the old man, the Navi Sheker, who's responsible for the entire tragedy, is going to be responsible for the disposal of the victim of that tragedy.